FUD FM.
Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of FUD FM. My name is Brett Cole and alongside me always is Lachlan Coulthart. Lachlan, how are we?
Very well, thank you, Brett. Hello, listeners. Another week of FUD FM content coming up. Some exciting results on the weekend for all FUDs, so keen to get stuck into it.
That's very true. Well, I forgot to mention you're the IT and podcast guru, so forgive me for that.
Oliver will be outraged.
He will, but I've sort of papered over the crack, I think, there. Anyway. All right, so coming up on today's show, just some information around the club and the CDCA as we build towards finals. There's no special guest tonight. Scheduling has got in the way, so unfortunately. So sorry, all. We'll do a review of last week's games. There was 3-4, and we'll have a preview of this week's final round and whatever else we can think of. But as always, Wog, you want to give out a shout out to a couple of individuals.
Yes, as always, Neville Cooper, Tian Watson, thank you very much for your enormous contributions to this podcast with your fine logo and graphic and musical input. Hugely appreciated. It shapes the podcast what it is today. So, yeah, well done there, boys. If you need any graphics works done, please get in contact with Tian Watson. Business has been going absolutely gangbusters for the young man, so that's very pleasing to hear. He was telling me all about it Saturday night. And Neville Cooper, if you need a cheeky beat, he's the man to talk to.
Now, Nev did, I think he snuck something into my cricket bag last Thursday night to give to you, Wog. So, not quite sure what it is, but I think I've got to somehow get it to you. I only just remembered about 10 minutes ago. So.
Oh, boy.
I've got to find it first because it'll be in amongst all that that rubbish. But anyway, so what we might do is we might start off with, obviously, the news around the club and the CDCA. So, from a club point of view, we've got our junior presentation happening this Sunday at 12:30 at Mapson Timmins Oval, where we're providing a bit of a barbecue lunch for our juniors and anyone else that gets along. So please get along to that if you're a junior player. Hoping to have a memento for all, for some, it won't be all, unfortunately. No one coach has let me down, so nothing I can do about that. And then the senior presentation is on Saturday, March 20, around 7 o'clock at Mapson and Timmins Oval as well. We need RSVPs for that. If you don't RSVP, you won't be catered for. So Lisa, as always, will do a sterling job for that. It'll be similar to what we had last year in terms of a slow-cooked beef or pork or lamb or something. It was delicious last year with some salad. So
woohoo! Cheap meat!
Please put that in the calendar and RSVP for that because, yeah, it's important for catering purposes. That's at $10 per head, and obviously the bar will be open at bar prices. So that's probably that. Now, obviously, there is finals going on very soon where we will have three teams participate in it. So happy days there, but so not this Saturday, the following Saturday the finals will be on. On Wednesday the 10th of March, the CDCA league presentation will be held at the Harcourt Leisure Centre. So that has been confirmed now, and that will be a 6:30 start. We need a minimum of 12 people to attend, otherwise we have to pay for a meal that's not going to be eaten. So captains are expected to go and need to find two others. So please, yes, if you can please come along to that. There might be some award winners from our club. Not giving anything away because I actually haven't really looked that hard. So be aware of that one. So if you could attend that, please do. Club more than likely will cover the cost of the meal because I think we're half catering for it, so which is good. So we'll make money out of that, which is always nice. And that's probably it from a CDCA point of view. Just trying to think if there's anything else. No, there's not. Not a hell of a lot, but we'll keep updating you as the weeks progress as to what might happen after the CDCA season comes to a conclusion in terms of a possible fundraising venture. So stay tuned for that. All right, so that leads us on to our reviews of last week's game. So I'll let you take it away, Locke.
Can do. Huge matches, both sides, particularly The Muckleford side wanting to vying for a final spot. So there's a bit on the line for both teams. So first up is Castleman United were playing against the Combine side. Muckleford United, the Combine side, won the toss and sent Castleman in. Bear in mind this was a T20 match because we did lose last week due to the circuit breaker. Castleman United batted first and posted 7 for 140 off of their 20 overs, which is pretty good going, particularly batting on the... I'm pretty sure they're batting on the Western, yes, that's correct.
Correct.
So pretty good going. Pick of the bowlers for Muckleford. I think we've got... Is that Caspian Lord? Caspian Lord, 2 for 15.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Yep. 2 for 15 off of his two. Chloe Butcher got one. Steph's brother got one as well. And I think that's Joey Smith. Is that Tommy Smith's brother?
Jack,
sorry, my fault.
Young
Jack Smith as well, got one for 18 off of his three. So congratulations there for getting a wicket, all you lot. Fantastic. 140, pretty competitive score. Would have taken some mighty chasing at the West. But the Western does offer value for runs, Brett.
It certainly does. You're a little bit dry down there.
Yep. Unfortunately, I couldn't quite get there. Gave it a red hot shake though. 6 for 124 off of their 20 overs, so they definitely weren't. Definitely didn't muff it up in any way, shape, or form. They gave it their absolute all. Let's see, pick of the batsman, your mate Brett, Tommy Smith, 28, batted nicely. Well done, young man. And Caspian Lord, 23, as well. Xavier Traz contributed with 36. That's the extras for those playing along at home. But they gave it a red hot crack, the kids, and certainly left absolutely everything out on the field. So a terrific effort, despite falling just painfully short.
Yes, which made the other game even more important for our Muckleford team. The Combine unfortunately finished bottom of their pool, so unfortunately, not the greatest result. But I think they've had a pretty good year, And hopefully they're better for the experience going forward. I know we might lose one from our lot. I think Castlemaine lose two or three from their lot from that team. But we'll see what happens next year and whether there'll be a combined team or not.
Terrific. Okay, so on that note, we'll move across to the other C grade game. As we said, there was some pretty with the result of that match. This one was even more and more important, particularly from a percentage point of view. So Muckleford playing Newstead. The Newstead Recreation Reserve. Newstead won the toss and decided to have a bat first and posted 5 for 110 off of their allotted overs. Now, the pick of the bowlers, these are some mighty handy figures here, Brett. Jack McLeod, 3 for 2 off of his two overs. You'd take those any day of the week.
Absolutely.
And, very happy with that. And Theomatic, Malik Cooper and Paddy Latham chipped in with one wicket apiece. So 510, reasonably good going. Would have taken a mighty effort to try and get this total down. And the challenge is definitely set for the Muckleford side.
Well, Zwog, 110 out Newstead there. Probably not as hard as probably it was a couple of years ago. Ground's certainly a lot quicker out there these days. But yeah, it was always going to be that the first three or four are going to have to get the bulk of the runs, I think.
Unfortunately, they couldn't quite get it done. 7 for 83 is how far they got off of their 20 overs. Pick of the batsman, Finn Kennedy got 25, Theo Malik Cooper 17, and single-digit figures for the remainders. So unfortunately, couldn't quite get it done. However, we'll go into this later on, what this means for the ladder position as far as finals go in that, Brett.
Yep, we will.
Yep. So I'll move on to B grade. B grade played Newstead at the Maps in Timmins Oval. I would have been very happy with playing at South in one of these rare opportunities. So they won the toss and they decided to send Newstead in for a bat. Proved to be a good decision. 8 for 105 is how Newstead ended up at the end of their allotted 40 overs. Pick of the bowlers for Muckleford, 3 for 7. D-Sing, including 5 maidens. Very, very handy figures. That's
very
looking after the bowling averages there, D. I love it. And Theo Mallett Cooper, 2 for 29 off of his 8. Well done, young man. And Neville Music Man Cooper, 1 for 20 off of his 8. And Reece Tingey as well, 1 for 20. And Kiwi, the big fella, Dave Latham, 1 for 17 off of his 6. Just a side note, Brett. There's a new player here. I'm not quite sure if I've seen him before. C. Edwards. Do you know this one?
No, it must be. Well, is it Chris, is it?
No. Yeah, looking at his stats, he looks like he's pretty handy, but yeah, I haven't seen him on the park for a while. So, in all honesty, good to have you back out there, Smed. Just tidying up an end for the lads. So, terrific work. Good work, buddy. So, we'll turn to the batting. They got there. They got there. They probably made it a little bit harder than what they had to. 6 for 106 off of 32 overs. But let's see. Ryan White with 36 and Neville Cooper with an unbeaten 39. Yeah, they got the job done. Yeah, more points to the board, and hopefully they'll be feeling good about themselves at the end of this game, knowing they've got the confidence is still there and they're heading towards finals.
Yeah, look, would have been a tricky chase out there because South Buckland's quite slow, so. No, it's good that they got over the line. Well done to Rhino getting amongst the runs again, and Nev just completing a nice little game down the order. I think Nev might have been captain as well. So they're going very well, the B graders.
Terrific stuff indeed. Okay, so we can move on to the final game of the reviews, which was A grade. We're playing Maiden Gully up at the Marist College. Muckford won the toss and decided to have a bat first up and ended up putting together 6 for 145 off of their 40 overs. Pick of the batsmen, it was pretty well spread out by the boys. It was no real sort of dead set standouts. Everyone sort of got a start mainly. Matthew Mead up the top of the order with 25, Ed Gingell as well up the top of the order with 24, and Joe Gingell at the back end of the innings, 27, at a pretty decent-ish click as well. Showed great intent. So terrific work there, Joe. Really pleased with your efforts there. And the boys would have been pretty happy with 145 on what was probably a little bit of a tricky wicket, Brett.
Yeah, it's definitely a tricky wicket. It was a little bit too pace. So I think we're about 55 at drinks or something. So we always thought 140. If we can get 140, we're going to be hard to beat with our bowling lineup. So to get that, was good. As I said, Daniel and Joe Peckham did a really good effort when we lost a couple of wickets in a row. And as I said, Joe, I think he made 27 not out. His intent towards the back end of the innings. And some nice little cameo from Brodo. And, able to get past that sort of 140 pass score. So, nothing over that was going to be a bonus.
Indeed. And, proved to be enough for the lads. They managed to defend that. Bowling Maiden Gully out for 88. And definitely putting a massive dent in the chase early on, as they had Maiden Gully 2 for 1 at one stage. They managed to sneak in two quick wickets fight through the opening bowlers. So the bowling was shared around quite a bit. Quite a few names here that haven't had a bowl for a while, which is pleasing to see for the boys. 3 for 12, big Steph Marutis, and it was pleasing to see that Huffy got to watch that in watch his apprentice go about his work. So that was pleasing for Cal. And Jez Priest, 3 for 15 as well. Bowled some pretty tidy lines. And I will say this, Johnny Watson took an amazing, amazing one-handed catch, which was one of Jez's wickets. Yeah, so that was an absolute joy to watch. Well done, A-grade. Terrific effort. Very, very handy for their ladder position, and particularly the finals just around the corner.
He actually took two really good catches. That one over running backwards, that was a more difficult one, I reckon. The one-handed was a little bit more out of the backside than anything, but the one where he had to run back probably 25 metres was an excellent catch. But our fielding was spot on Saturday. Our bowling wasn't too bad. Xavier Traz, especially with the wides, copped a fair hammering. I think over a quarter of their score was in wides, so... we're going to have to work a little bit on our lines a little bit, pleasing just to come away with a fairly comfortable victory in the end, and to give some guys some overs that probably wouldn't bowl that amount is also very pleasing, especially when John only bowls 3 overs, so nice little win to have.
Terrific stuff for the Muckford seniors over the weekend. On that note, that is the end of the review.
Sounds good. Well, as we've got no guests coming up, we'll still take a short break and hear from our wonderful sponsor.
Are you looking to light up your house? Give Lachlan a call at Ambient Lighting and Electrical on 0438 752 799, or you can visit his website on ambientlighting.com.au. he'll set the right ambience for you.
Welcome back to FUD FM, and a big thank you to our sponsor, In Ambient Lighting. Please get in contact with him if you need some lighting.
Nice plug.
Solid. You need some lighting. Anyway. All right. Now, as always, this time of the podcast, it is my favourite segment, FUD Watch.
Favourite segment. Do.
It's like a limited love.
Limited. Week. Yeah. Did that go down well?
Yeah, no, it did. All right. So, FUD Watch. I'll be honest, Walgo, I haven't probably done much looking around this week. Unfortunately, had plenty other things to do yesterday. So I didn't quite get around to seeing what was going on around the traps. But anyway, we'll start over in Adelaide, where our young friend in Darcy McCrossy plays. Now, he didn't bat this week because they were bowling. So I think he took three catches. One, two, three. Yep. So a couple off at Frankie Worrell and one off Lloyd Pope, so that would have been a good catch-up to the stumps. So three catches for Darce, they had a win, and I think they're on top of the ladder, so good work, Darce. So they've still got two more matches before their finals commence over there. So we'll head to the MU Valley, where the girls are playing Division 3, Section 2. They played against their other team in that grade, United, who they beat early on the year. Interesting, I'm just looking at the scorecard. So Cass's partner, Aiden, decided he was going to play with United, then decided to probably launch a couple of bombs, I'm assuming. Cass doesn't look like she's had a bar, but so I'm looking at that. They got beat. It looks like only Cass played this week. She made three. So, only Cass playing this week. So we will then move on to the Bendigo District Cricket Association, as my dog runs amok in the background, and I wish someone would go and just tell him to politely be quiet. In the under-18s, so where Ed and Asher play, Bendigo had a hard-fought win, speaking to Ed. They made 148, defended that by 18 runs. Now, Ed made 8 in the batting, and Asher didn't bat, so not quite sure why. And in the bowling, Asher's had a bowl. She's having a good year with a ball in the under-18s up there, 2 for 11. And Ed took none for 10 off too. So, yeah, as I said, Asher's having a very good year. He'd be very close to winning the averages up there. So keep going, boys. They've still got, I think they've still got two games to go after this week. So, yep, they've got two. So, before their finals, which I think they sit in second, if I'm not mistaken, third, they actually sit. So they will play finals. So good luck to them when that comes around. Now, moving on to the first 11 in Bendigo, where young Decky Slingo plays. And it wasn't a happy day because he was out of their game fairly early in A grade. We saw him, I think we'd just finished and he turned up. So they got belted. Eaglehawk made 270 in 45 overs, which is extremely good going. Just checking whether Deck had a bowl. I see someone made 100 or 100 balls. It's a fair effort. Deck, 6 overs, 1 for 28. Probably not too bad considering looking at some of these figures. You know, there's a couple that have gone for 11 and over. Or 11s and 10s and over. So not too bad. So he picked up a wicket with the ball. And with the bats, I think he batted at 6 and made 2. 3 he did. So not the greatest day for the Bendigo guys in the first 11. So they've still got two games. They won't play finals, unfortunately. So Deck might be lucky enough to watch a real team go around. So hopefully we're fortunate enough. So I shouldn't say that. Anyway, so that's FUD Watch, Wog. But as always, we've got a little entree. Sammy Quinn Watch. So the young fellow from Hepburn got his own little segment. Now, they played Barkers Creek in C grade. Sammy batted at 5, made 2 not out. Would have been off 1 pill 2. He would have just slogged her over mid-wicket for 2. Can't do much when you're only facing one ball, Wog. And then he didn't have a bowl, so saving him for finals, no doubt. So, which C grade start this week? So There you go, Sammy. We're just recapping your results. Hopefully you're going to have, oh, actually, we don't want you to have a final series. Very good. Maybe you personally, but not your team, so which we will discuss in a matter of minutes. So that's FudWatch / Sammy QuinnWatch. So I'll leave it to you now, Locke, to go through other things that on the internet from a FUD perspective.
Yeah, okay. So there's the upcoming matches for this week. Start off with the there's under 13s. We're playing a couple of games. So good luck to those sides. Hopefully they all come away with the wins. They're meant to be on the 24th. We're recording this on the 22nd, so that will be the Wednesday night when they're playing. Newstead is playing Muckleford 2 at Newstead, and Muckleford 1 is playing North Castlemaine at Old Muckleford. So good luck to both those teams. Hopefully they can both come away with a win there. Next up, it is the women's. So the girls, last game for the season, Brett, so a huge match, no doubt. They are playing Harcourt at the Mapson and Timmins Oval. So if you are in the area, like myself, it would be hugely appreciated if you could get along to support the ladies for the last game of the season. They'll very much appreciate anyone that turns up and offers some support. So, if you're in the area and feel like watching a game of cricket and have a bit of a laugh with the lasses, then please, I highly encourage you to get out there. It's always very entertaining. I've had a barrel of laughs each time I've gone out there, so I thoroughly recommend it to anybody that's in the area.
If you're looking for a game, I think we might be a little bit short, so don't need any cricket experience. Just turn up and we'll go from there.
Exactly. What greater endorsement than that? We'll move on to the weekend matches. So C grade are playing their semi-final against Hepburn over the weekend. This will be played on the 27th and the 28th, so Saturday, Sunday. This is being played at the Hepburn Recreation Reserve. It's an enormous match, huge match. This is where the giants dwell, Brett. This is where memories are made and legacies are made and possibly forgotten. Terrific. Good luck to the C grade side. It'll be a terrific match, and the club will be hugely proud of you, irrespective of which way the match goes. So, terrific effort to make finals. So hopefully you can give Hepburn a red hot shake on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, they snuck in by 0.042, so only just snuck in into the finals. They probably wouldn't have looked. I reckon if they'd have gone all out, I reckon it would have been season over. So
they've got a good sense of drama.
Yeah, so anyway, look, I think don't think they've been beaten this year. I may be wrong. No, they haven't. So if any of your time is to beat top team, now is it. And we've seen that recently, especially in A grade, where top teams do get beaten that first week of finals. So good luck. I mean, it's a replay also of a last year's semi-final too. So it's going to be a big game. Hopefully the young guys and girls can do their best. And if they do their best, they'll give themselves every chance. But, they're going to have to play some very good cricket, I think.
Yeah, exactly right. Absolutely nothing to lose. So, give it your everything. And good luck to everyone in that match. Next up, we've got our senior matches, which we'll start off with B grade. They'll be playing. This is a nice little tune up for finals, Brett. They're playing Castlemaine United on the camp. That's a pretty handy little finals tune up. I don't know who did the draw, but they must have done a good job with teeing that one up for them. Muckleford will just want to win. This will be a tune up game for them come finals. It doesn't really affect their ladder position in any way, shape, or form. So they'll be using this effectively as a tune up game to figure out the composition of their side and get some good momentum going into finals come the following week. So good luck to the B-grade team, and hopefully they'll put in an excellent performance to get themselves right and ready for finals.
I have a feeling Castlemaine have to win in B-grade to make finals. Yes, they do. So must-win game for Castlemaine. If they lose, they won't make it. And if they win, they do. They will more than likely make it. So they've got a fair bit to play for. Our guys have got really nothing to play for, because they are three games ahead on top. So, I don't know who did. Yeah, there was a little bit of anomaly in that draw. I won't go into the reason why it was changed to the camp.
All right. Next up is A Reserve. They're playing Newstead at the Newstead Recreation Reserve. A Reserve can't make finals, unfortunately. However, this is pretty important for Newstead, figuring out whether they will finish third or fourth. So this match could dictate who their finals opponent will be come for the first week of finals. So it's a pretty important one for Newstead. A reserve, nothing to lose. Rock in there and just have a crack. That's all they can really do. Treat it sort of like it is their form of a grand final. So hopefully, and I hope in a way sort of be a platform for next year.
Yeah, you hope so. Look, Newstead, they do know who they're going to play in the finals. It's interesting. They'll play Maiden Gully. It'll just depend whether they finish third or fourth, because Castlemaine had the bye in A reserve. So four is settled in A reserve. But yeah, it'd be nice for our guys to go out in a high and get a little bit of revenge on last year's grand final. Like, A reserve beat Newstead early in the year, so they'll be keen to make it two and zip for the year. And yeah, finish it off the year off on a high.
And the last match of the previews for this weekend, it is A grade playing Castlemaine United at the Mapson and Timmins Oval. This has some very interesting. This could be very interesting, Brett, particularly one of the results that happened last weekend with Barkers Creek losing to Newstead. That's certainly opened up a slight gap, or a slight window of opportunity, perhaps to possibly sneak top spot off of Barkers Creek in the last week, assuming Barkers Creek obviously lose their match on the weekend, and Castlemaine as well. They're in the fourth position, and they've locked up fourth place, so they can't fall out of the finals. It's just figuring out where they're going to finish themselves on the ladder come results from this match. So there's a bit to play for both teams here.
Huge ramifications this game. We can finish anywhere from first to fourth. That's it. There's only a game between first and fourth and percentage. So if I was to have a guess, I'm tipping we're going to finish either second or we're going to finish fourth, because I think Newstead play North Castlemaine, who are bottom, and Barkers play Guildford, who are second bottom. So you'd think those two will win, and then, yeah, second and fourth. Ideally, you want to get the double chance with the new finals format, or the finals format that is this year. So, yeah, it's just a massive, massive game. You win, we finish second, we lose, more than likely finish fourth. Yeah, we were hoping Newstead wouldn't win last week, but anyway, these things happen. It's just a big, big game. Hopefully the result isn't as close as last time, but hopefully the result is the same.
Yes, as a former United States president would say, huge, huge. On that horrible note, Brett, on that horrible impersonation, I think we just finish up with the previews, because it's clearly going south very quickly.
Fair enough. So we'll have obviously the reviews next week and preview where those finals will be played for A grade and A reserve, B grade next week, because we do not know. All right, so I might just quickly just run through the finals, sort of. I think I did last week, and I'll use the correct terminology this week. So as I said, A grade is Saturday, Sunday the following week. So 1 versus 2 and 3 versus 4 on Saturday. So the 1 versus 2 is a qualifying final. The 3 versus 4 is an elimination final. I got that one right. So the loser of the qualifying final and the winner of the elimination final will play on the Sunday in a preliminary final, with the winner of that playing the winner of the qualifying final in a best-of-3 grand final. So that's A grade. B grade, they just have knockout finals. So they will play fourth. So that could be anyone, judging by the way the B grade ladder is. Could be one of three or four teams. So they'll play on the Saturday only. And if they win that, they go through to the grand final. So they lose, bad luck. All your hard work's gone out the window. But anyway, you just got to get there, and anything can happen in finals. So that's the finals format for the senior men's. And the juniors obviously play this week. There's this knockout as well over 2 days. So now, do you want to plug some merchandise, Wog?
Certainly, yes. If anybody would like to purchase a stubby holder, a world-famous FUD FM-endorsed Muckleford Cricket Club-branded stubby holder, please get in contact with yours truly. They haven't arrived yet, but they are not very far away after the minor correction made by the supplier. They will be $5, so very good value in my eyes. They are foldable stubby holders, so a lot more compact, a lot more nicer wrapping around a cool beverage. If you would like one, $5 each, please get in contact with yours truly.
Sounds good. What else we got to cover? I don't think there's too much we've got left, is there?
I'll quickly plug Supercoach.
Oh, yes.
So we still have some spots open in Supercoach. If you would like to participate, please get in contact with me as well about that. The psychout box has already commenced. The banter is quite crisp and sharp, as per usual, particularly from one B. Maguire, who's been certainly spending a little bit of time in the psychout box. And when the footy season commences, he usually proceeds to live in there with a bottle of wine. Anyway, if you would like to be a part of the excellent banter and Supercoach fantasy football quality that we have at Michael Fricker Club, please get in contact with yours truly, because it is great fun. Everybody enjoys it, and usually we get quite a few laughs out of it during the off-season.
Certainly do. We need four, so get involved in that. We don't want Mark Robinson in there, or whoever, I don't know who, just joins our league randomly, but we don't want him in there.
I do have one more. I only just thought about this now. Football tipping.
Ooh.
Football tipping. We will be. I'll set up a Muckleford tipping league as per normal. The details will be available on our socials, so they'll be available. And I'm just going to use this as a little segue, Brett, just to plug our socials while I'm going. It'll be the footy tipping will be available on our Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/MucklefordCC. It will not be available, most likely, through the Twitter page. The Sage and the Oracle is very strict on his content. Through the Twitter page, so probably won't get through that one, but it will be available on the Cricket Club's website as well, which is muckleford.vic.cricket.com.au. There's also the Team app, which is available on Google or Android devices via the Google Play Store, and iOS, Apple devices through the iOS store. So download Team app, look for Muckleford Cricket Club, and you should be able to use, keep in contact with the club about everything that we're up to. And while you're going, if you are interested in using being a part of the footy tipping, we usually use the ESPN football tipping app. So download that as well. I'll provide details a little bit down the track as to how to get into that league. But I highly recommend that, because that's always good fun as well.
Sounds good. Well,
that's pretty much it, Brett. That's all I got.
Fair enough.
Yep.
Sounds good. Mm. All right. Well, unfortunately, that looks like that's going to wrap up the show. I know I don't have anything more, and I'm pretty sure you've just said what you need to do. Is that right?
They can't hear anything. They can't see me nodding at the moment, but I am nodding. Yes.
I'm nodding. Okay. Sorry. Sorry, I wasn't looking. All right. Well, good luck to all teams in for this week, especially for the ladies and A Reserve in their final game of the year. Don't forget the presentation days for the junior and the presentation evening for the senior men and ladies. Please RSVP for that. Apart from that, that's been Lock and Cothart. My name's been Brett Cole, and this has been another episode of FUD FM.
Welcome to FUD FM. I would like to introduce Muckleford.
A little bit sore after training last night.
We'll get back to the cricket club, but no, I think we've moved out.
We're joined by our very special guest.
Who's the special guest?
All hands on deck.
For next season.
The biggest, smallest place around.
Welcome to FUD FM.